Live, uncensored, Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
All right, we're back, and Ted Pike is with us, and Ted has a pretty simple strategy on this, this David Ray Hate Crimes Prevention Act and the so-called hate bill, and how it can be, made to be defeated in the House and or the Senate side. And why don't you go over that for us now, Ted?
Yes, all people have to do is come to www.truthtellers.org, and there you are very quickly routed from the home page to the list of the 40 members of the House Judiciary Committee. And what we'd like people to do is just start calling. This will only take an hour or so to call all 40 members. The numbers are there. We have several toll-free numbers at Truth Tellers. But just for the convenience of people who may not have access to the Internet tonight, there is a toll-free number, 1-877-851-6437. That's 877-851-6437. Now, with that number, if you can't get to Truth Tellers, you can at least call all three members of your congressional delegation from your district. That's your member of the House and then your two members of the Senate, and just tell them, please don't vote for the David Ray Hate Crimes Prevention Act. Tell them that hate laws have taken away free speech in Canada and European countries. Now, if you can come to Truth Tellers, you'll find all 40 members of the House Judiciary Committee. Just call those and tell them the same thing. Please don't vote for the hate bill. Hate crimes legislation has taken away free speech in Canada and other European countries. Now, we also have there at Truth Tellers 8 to 10 of the most influential legislative aides for each one of these members of the House Judiciary Committee. Unfortunately, if you send, we have a flyer there at Truth Tellers called Hate Laws Making Criminals of Christians. Unfortunately,
yes.
If you send off 40 flyers, see, because you're not a constituent of most of the members of that committee, your chances of getting that flyer through are fairly slim. But if you have if you go down the list and you say, aha, here's so-and-so, like Sheila Jackson Lee from Texas, you say, hey, I'm one of her constituents, then you can send her a hate crimes flyer. You can also send the members of her aides, the legislative staff, a hate crimes flyer. And that flyer is just powerfully packed with information on what hate crimes laws have done as far as injustices and persecution in countries around the world, and argumentation, powerful argumentation, which these benighted members of Congress and their staffs have never heard before. Mm-hmm. You know, here's a little anecdote, Rick. We're hearing that Jackson Lee is having a really hard time getting anybody to co-sponsor the hate bill with her.
Mm-hmm.
Now, why is that?
Mm-hmm.
I believe we're seeing a little bit of a sign here that maybe these brochures are circulating around and the aides are talking it over in the bars after work and so on. And the message is getting out that this is a kind of a pariah leper bill that maybe people would be, members of Congress would be well not to associate themselves with.
Yeah.
But what we
mm-hmm.
have to do is we have to pick up on this and continue those flyers going in. And especially the flyers should go to your members of your delegation from your state, because you're a constituent of that member of the House or those two
mm-hmm.
members of the Senate. And you have clout. They'll see your zip code there and realize they're responsible to read what you send them.
All righty. Okay, we'll be right back. I'm Rick Adams. Stay tuned for more on Censored Radio Free America.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with Lays Med Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long-life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Rick Adams is back. Live, uncensored, Radio Free America continues on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Okay, and my producer, if he's still there, can you let me know if we do have any other callers? I haven't been able to find out. If we do have other callers, we'll take them. We'll take them right on the program. Okay, none, right? Do we have anybody right now? Okay, calls are coming in, Ted. All right, calls are coming in. You know, this whole issue that people who are listening most recently never listened before, never believed this was happening in America, and you always pointed to Canada right here in the Americas. You know, Canada, the United States, and Mexico are to be merged, as you know, in the year 2010, under an illegal agreement agreed to by George Bush, yeah, and, of course, Vicente Fox and Mr. Martin in Canada at the time. George Bush is the only one now who's still left, and yet this totally supersedes the Congress of the United States, this American North American Union, and the Security and Prosperity Partnership. It looks to me that this could be classified as a matter of terrorism and security, so-called hate speech, and regardless if Congress does get in on the act and passes or defeats it again, are we not, I mean, is it not possible that with this agreement going in 2010, that we could see, because of the very nature of what's in Canada, the so-called hate laws extended here?
Yes, that's certainly a great danger. I think about all we can do right now, of course, is to oppose that to our the best we can. But
you mean the North American Union?
Yeah,
right, right.
But what we have to do is to really raise the level of education against hate laws in Congress, to prejudice them against this legislation. And as I mentioned, probably the best way to do that, in my opinion, is to send in this little flyer, a two-page flyer, which is available at Truth Tellers. It says anti-hate laws will make you a criminal. It's mm-hmm. power-packed with the distilling of the best argumentation and facts and statistics mm-hmm. That I have been able to glean after 20 years or so mm-hmm. of fighting this battle. Get mm-hmm. those brochures immediately to members of your congressional delegation and their legislative aides. And make those calls. Now, we right now, the big emphasis we have to give is toward the House Judiciary, because this is where this bombshell of the legislation is now residing and could move very quickly through the Subcommittee on Crime and the House Judiciary and be on the docket before we know it. With Pelosi in control, she can move that through pretty much at her discretion. And so the big emphasis now is getting those calls off to 40 members of the House Judiciary, plus your three members of your congressional delegation, your member of the House, and then your two members of the Senate.
Mm-hmm.
And what we have to do is to create widespread dissatisfaction, suspicion, in fact, against the ADL, and we have to make this legislation controversial. You see, the ADL specializes in working behind the scenes in the Senate and House office buildings, behind the scenes, behind the camera in the media, behind the scenes in finance and mm-hmm. government. They're always behind the scenes.
Yes, a stealth organization.
Yeah, they make these dossiers and lists of all the gossip and information you can get on public officials. That's carefully organized. You know, some people actually have been inside of the vaults and the libraries of the ADL, and they are massive. They are massive. They have dossiers and files that will boggle your imagination about the details, the skeletons in the closets of literally every public official.
And it is an illegally unregistered army.
That's right. So they
agency of the Israeli government.
That's right. They specialize in getting stuff on people and finding out what these skeletons are, and saying if you dare to criticize us or uphold legislation or whatever, or a statute
mm-hmm.
that works against us, we're coming after you, and you'll find this leaked to the press.
Right, exactly.
So what we have to do is we have to raise the level of controversy about the hate bill in Congress as it has never been raised before.
Well, you notice the interesting thing, Ted, and then we'll get back to the phones, those of you online, is that outside of, alternative talk radio, how many interviews have you been given by so-called free and open talk radio show hosts across the nation to discuss this issue?
Well, I had a recent interview with Thor Tolo in Seattle. And then I had had a couple of others
for
mainline.
There's three out of a nation of how many hundreds and hundreds of programs?
Yeah.
All right,
I've had probably 35 or 40 just in the last month or so.
But most of them have been on alternative real talk radio.
My point
is that, you see, and I have personally witnessed this, that these hosts have been informed, these local talk show hosts across the arena, the nation, state by state, and the national. And they know the issue. They know what's going on. They won't dare touch it for fear that they would raise the level of understanding and awareness on the part of their listenership as to what the ADL is really all about. And they know, too, that if the ADL can get rid of politicians and work to remove them, as they have done, they can also remove some of these hosts.
Yes,
they're also
right.
aware of that. So that being the case, this is the problem of control, which they do exhibit across the country. It's very tight in radio, very heavily controlled with Clear Channel and Citadel, other companies that certainly are big enough to know where their bread is buttered, advertising agencies.
Somebody in the ADL made a statement last year that they now had pretty much controlled every avenue of communication except alternative talk radio.
And that's what they'd like to shut down, and, including the Internet.
Right.
Exactly.
That's right.
All right, let's take Henry in Connecticut. Hello, Henry. Hi. You're on with Ted Pike.
Hi, I have a question for Mr. Pike. What I wanted to know is this. You said Yahoo was fined in France. Did that cause such a problem that Yahoo had to go bankrupt in that area, or because you mentioned that earlier?
Well, they were fined. Originally, the judgment came out in 2001, and I guess they had not removed their memorabilia for another 4 years, and the interest charges and so on mounted up to that figure of $15 million. Now, $15 million is not an awful lot of money, I don't think, for Yahoo, but they finally bent and submitted to that judgment.
Yeah, now the other thing is this. If this should show you how really ridiculous and this stuff is. If someone, let's say a Muslim fundamentalist, I know some of the Muslims are run by ADL and Jewish and Zionist groups, that's true, but I don't think all those ones that burnt down half of France certainly were not, and whether Chirac was a part of it in the sense that he wouldn't do anything about it, you know, and just let them burn half of France down is not the point. If, let's say, something like that, some Muslim fundamentalists that aren't controlled by Zionist groups would have posted something about hating the Aryan Germans or the Aryan French, or put something about something against white people, this is what I want to know, in some of those European countries, would they also get, not that I would agree with it also, but would they also get a fine? Because it seems to me it's only if you say something against Jews or against all these immigrants destroying their culture or against Zionism, especially in Israel.
All right, so would it be applicable? Would they be enforced the other way?
No, not really. The record shows the truth of that. You see, these hate laws get established in all these countries because ADL makes provisions in these laws to protect all religions, all faiths, all political beliefs, mm-hmm. and so on.
Right.
But in practicality, for example, if we look in the record in Canada since 1971, we find no one is indicted, virtually no one, for basically exercising hate crimes and verbal speech crimes against Christianity and Christians and the Bible and so on. But
yeah, well, that's one example.
Yeah, that's right. So,
but if they had something they hated white people or something that in France and them, those global idiots on, because see, some of the people at the local level, like the local mayors and stuff, I don't know how they, you know, I know the Illuminati seem to fully infiltrate this country, and I know in England, but some of those local township mayors and officials, I don't know if they got everybody in Europe, because supposedly a nationalist party in some parts of Eastern Germany actually got elected and won.
Well, actually, in England, just recently, it was a local judge and jury which exonerated these two political activists who had described Islam as a wicked faith.
Right.
And the government of Britain was really wanting to give them 7 years in prison for using that phrase at a pub or something. And it was a local, the common sense of a local judge and a jury of their peers which let them go, much to the chagrin and disgust of the government of England. But I don't think we can count on that. Recently, it was Sweden, I believe, or Denmark, there was a case in which a woman described males in very vulgar and contemptible language, mm-hmm. and the males, I don't know the details, but they attempted to have her indicted for a speech crime, a thought crime under these laws in the Scandinavian country, and the judge and the jury came out very boldly, or at least the decision came out very boldly, that very frankly, that white males were not protected in this Scandinavian country because white males had been the agents of oppression of women for literally for millenniums. It was payback time. This law was very frankly only for women's protection.
Yeah, I have one other question.
All right, hang on, Henry.
Okay.
We'll be right back with Ted Pike and TruthTellers.org. I'm Rick Adams. Stay tuned.
know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
Hey, Rick Adams, come on. Hey, turn your horse radio on. Rick Adams is on. Ouch.
Okay, we're back now, and Henry is still on the line. Henry had another question for Ted Pike.
Yeah, one of the things in response to the other thing you said, I think it might have been Sweden with that incident, because somebody told me that Denmark, they even have a radio station that espouses nationalism, and they were even getting funding, and that was only a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So it might be.
Well, Akey Green was the well celebrated pastor who had read out of the Book of Romans, and he was arrested for the hate crime of a contempt toward a federally protected group, meaning homosexuals. And his case went before the Supreme Court of Sweden, and he was finally exonerated of that charge. But I believe that. That only happened, I believe, because of widespread education and protest against hate crimes that had come, hate crimes laws that had come into Sweden in the last several years.
Yeah, okay. One other final question. What European countries that do not have this crap, like Denmark, Switzerland, some of the Slavic, more Slavic-type countries in Eastern Europe, like... maybe Lithuania, Latvia, Ukraine, because the only reason I ask that is because supposedly David Duke publish a book. I know if he published in Germany, they would go after him, and he published it, and he sold and distributed and had signed copies and everything somewhere in Eastern Europe. And also another thing, too, I heard on Radio Netherlands, Bosnia, Yugoslavia, the part of Yugoslavia, I think Bosnia, either it's Bosnia or Croatia, maybe it's Croatia, they deregulated what you can't say about the Holocaust. And there were people mainly in England and a couple others that were the officials.
All right, okay.
Okay, I won't go on.
We don't have much more time.
Right, but
all right. You heard the question. All right, hang
right,
up.
I'm going to hang up.
I'm going to hang up.
Maybe you can find maybe some countries.
Ted, can you just show us if there is a rejection of these types of laws in some of these European countries?
Yeah, there's about 10 countries in Western Europe which are pretty hard line.
Uh-huh.
And that includes countries like Switzerland, France, Germany, and so on. But at the same time, ADL B'nai B'rith is setting up a 55-member nation hate crimes bureaucracy in Europe called the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, and it has an international network against cyber hate, which is a part of that organization, which is actively indicting all over Europe. I'm talking about hundreds of indictments through INACH against internet violators and so on. So what we have here is we have, yes, there are exceptions in Eastern Europe. There is actually a lot more truth on this subject of international Jewish conspiracy, even in Russia and Ukraine and places where Duke has been active and so on. But
in Germany, though, they recently, with the exoneration of David Irving, they have, because of their position with the European community, you know, they have tried to pander to the international B'nai B'rith and tighten up all of their laws so to make it almost impossible for one to enjoy free speech in Germany itself.
Yeah, well, what we have to do, you see, this very broadcast is going to those countries, going around the world.
Absolutely.
What we have to do is to let people know that they're in a very dangerous situation, to attempt to encourage free speech advocates in all of these countries and get movements to repeal these laws or water them down, soften them, and so on. And I believe we are having an effect. I believe that the Internet has made it possible for our national prayer network to get this message out into these darkened lands and giving encouragement to people like Rowan Atkinson in England and Salman Rushdie and so on. They're speaking out pretty powerfully against hate laws in England right now.
Yes, even Mr. Rushdie. All right, let's take David in Texas. Hello, David. You're on the program.
Thank you. Isn't it something that we now have to look at the former communist, Eastern communist European countries as desiring freedom, and the Western European countries are having their freedom taken away from them?
Well, that's because they know what they were lacking all of
these
years.
Exactly. But, I mean, that's just the way it is now. This world has gone upside down.
Yes, it is.
And I just want to say that as far as being, I've been a lifelong Texan all my life, of course, and I would never associate such things as intelligence and common sense with Sheila Jackson Lee in anything that she's ever done. And maybe racism, that I could associate that with it, but that would be about as far as I could give her on that. But I do say this, that I think that if Hillary Rodham Clinton... Robham Clinton. I call her Hillary Robham Clinton.
Yeah, go ahead. Not much time.
If she would go ahead and declare herself that she would actually become the first black woman president, I think she'd have a much better chance in 08.
All right. Okay. Thank you very much, David.
You.
I don't think we have any more calls, do we? Okay. Well, Ted, I better let you go then if you'd like, because I think you pretty well stated the case very well. Again, go to www.truthtellers.org, right?
Thank you so much, Rick.
I want to thank you, and I'm sure you'll be updating us regularly, so we'll wait for that next update. Thanks a lot for coming on the program again. Thank you, Ted.
Thank you.
Good night now. All right, we will be back with more calls and more information, more discussion, more news. Stay tuned. Uncensored Radio Free America on the Republic Broadcasting Network exclusively.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long-life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
And we have returned. We are continuing with myself, not our guest. Ted's been on for the past 90 minutes and sufficient time to give you a little stimulation to get involved here. We'll have him back again with an update. But we are going to talk about other things for you tonight, bring you up to date on other issues that need to be talked about. However, you can obviously continue this discussion. 800-313-9443 is the number. I think we've got Jimmy in Louisiana, is it?
Yeah, hello.
Is this Jimmy Swaggart?
No, not quite.
Oh, okay. Hi, Jimmy. How are you?
Actually, he's from not far from me, though.
Oh, my.
Jerry Lee Lewis and all that bunch.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. What's on your mind tonight, Jimmy?
Well, I've been listening about this hate crimes issue, and I've just had my taste of it.
You did? What happened to you?
Well, I've been living in New Mexico for the past 10 years, and I'm here in Louisiana just taking care of my elderly parents for a while. But I'm keeping up with the blog that's going on back there, a forum discussion, and they have a section in the forum. It's called Hispanic Culture, Mexico, and Border Issues.
Yeah.
Yesterday I went in and I posted a little article. Well, see, there's a program that's sponsored by some of the churches down there where they'll gather up water and food and stuff and put it in little backpacks and take it out in the desert and leave it for the illegals to find that's coming mm-hmm. across the border.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm a little concerned about that, and I ran across this report from the Justice Department that was April the 7th, 2005. It was a report on criminal aliens that were incarcerated in federal and state prisons and local jails. If you're familiar with that, but just briefly, in a population study of 55,322 illegal aliens, researchers found that they were arrested at least a total of 459,614 times, you know, averaging about 8 arrests per illegal alien. And it goes on and talks a little bit more about that. And I posted that on the forum, you know, and I expressed my concerns about people that were leaving water and food out in the desert and aiding and abetting,
yes,
you know, these criminals that are coming into our country.
Sure.
Drunk drivers killing people, M13, La Raza, slicing people's throats, walking down the sidewalk, killing police officers, you name it. And, man, I turned right around and I just had an onslaught of people coming in there accusing me of being racist and a hate monger.
Right.
And I was just totally taken aback by that.
You'll face that every time, sure.
Well, I went in and I heard this morning on Paul Craig Roberts, he had a guest on Brenda Walker talking about top 10 reasons why the U.S. should not marry Mexico.
Yes, yeah, I saw that.
Oh, man, yeah, and I posted that on the forum. And after that, I mean, he has all but banned me from the forum. And he's posted there, after he deleted that initial posting, he just said this type of racist and hate and culturally mongering talk will not be allowed on my forum. And any of your listeners out there would like to enter into this discussion, it's gilacommunity.net, and you can go in and sign up relatively anonymously and enter into the discussion. I sure would like to see some people backing me up in this, because nobody is.
Now, what is the site again? Give it again.
http://. Gila Community. There's no www there. It's just Gila Community. G-I-L-A is the way they spell Gila. GilaCommunity.net.
Yeah, okay.
And scroll down and you'll see Hispanic culture, Mexico, and border issues. And just enter in and just, you know, get it on. Because I'm telling you, they're accusing me of all kind of racism and hate, and you name it.
We're at that juncture in America now where we are literally seeing a racial, if you will, how can I say this, a racial war against American and European interests here in America today. It's a hatred. It is a really a form of bigotry against whites and against Europeans today who had founded the nation and created this bedrock of civilization. So what we're seeing is a real concerted effort to try to undo all of that and bury white culture, bury whitey, bury everything that goes with them. I mean, they are the racists. Make no mistake about it. They are truly haters, haters with a vengeance in their hearts. They don't want any sort of dialogue, any kind of peace, and they don't want an America. They don't want cultural assimilation. They wish to have a supreme race, whether it's the black race, the in this case the Hispanic race, the conquistador movement. All of this is aimed at expunging whitey from America, and that is what is happening to your nation today, no doubt about it.
I was totally taken aback, and I thought these people might love their country and you know, be concerned about their safety of their family and wives and children, but no. Let's open the gate, roll out the red carpet, and leave them food and water out there so they can come on in.
Yeah, which is absolute suicide, national suicide. All right, if people want to do that, they can come to your rescue, Jimmy. Thank you for your call.
Appreciate
you checking into the show. Yes, thank you. 800-313-9443. It does get kind of lonely out there when you're standing up for this nation's heritage, its background, and no one is saying it is perfect or that it's pure and lily white. What we're saying is that obviously there is a concerted effort to destroy all of that and to substitute for it, to substitute a universalist, if you will, dumbing down of the nation into a one race or no race dominated by another race, if you will, type of culture. Yep, that's exactly what it comes down to. And we'll take more calls in a moment. DJ, you'll be next. I just want to mention that the U.S. now is, according to the New York Times, in today's edition, I believe, or actually yesterday's edition, the United States is set to begin a vast expansion of DNA sampling, testing of DNA, storing of DNA data. Also, some states like Maine have challenged the national driver's license. That, too, in the New York Times today. These types of things that are expanding before our eyes, the police state that George Bush has envisioned for America is outrageous. The budget, of course, that he is submitting now is an outrage, a vast increase in imperialistic spending for the New World Order, the empire builders, he and Cheney and the rest of that crowd, Gates and so forth, unashamedly so. They are moving their way into war with Iran as we speak. DJ is next from Illinois. Hello, you're on the program. Hello, DJ.
Hi, it's good to hear you, Rick.
Thank you.
Very good to hear you.
What's on your mind tonight, hon?
Oh, there's always gobs of things on my mind, but I'd like to give out 5 800 numbers for the congressional switchboard.
Okay.
As far
why
as I know,
five now? Why are there five that you'd like to?
Oh, there's more than that. They just keep turning ones off every so often.
Is that what they do? Okay.
Yeah, and then you got to go hunt for the new numbers.
Yeah, I guess they're getting a lot of feedback, aren't they? Huh?
Imagine that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, go ahead.
All right. The first three are 800 as in 800,
mm-hmm.
and then 828.
Uh huh.
0498. And that's 828-0498 uh-huh. for the last seven digits. Second one is also 800-459-1887. And 459-1887. Third one, 800-614-2803. 614-2803. 877-851-6437. Again, that one is 877-851-6437. And the last one I have is 866-340-9281. Again, 866-340-9281.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And does anybody have the 800 number for, or want the 800 number for Ron Paul's weekly message?
Well, put it out there, sure.
All righty. 888-322-1414. Again, that's 888-322-1414. What I've been doing with these 800 numbers is when I call, rather than call directly, I'll pick one of the 800 numbers so I can check and make sure it's still working,
mm-hmm.
and then ask for whichever congressman or senator. And that's how I found out. I've got two more that aren't working right now. I haven't worked for a couple of months.
Yeah, that happens from time to time. They shut them down.
Yeah. I keep them even if they're not connected, and I just mark them so that if they ever become useful again, I've got them, and I try them every so often.
Exactly.
But every couple weeks.
Now, have you been calling about a number of issues, particularly the hate crimes issue?
Oh, yeah, the hate crimes for months, actually, since before the last time they had it out.
Mm-hmm.
I think time before last, probably.
Yeah, and how
and
have
then
you...
calling Focus on the Family and saying, hey, why aren't you
right, folks right.
up on this? I mean, Then I got the statement from their news division that, well, they can't get everything. It's like, your ability to speak and to say the scriptures, I would think, would be one of the top priorities. Mm. I mean, I'm glad to see that they seem to be getting something off the ball, or
belatedly,
whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good. I'm glad you're busy. I'm glad you're doing all of this work. Hey, that's great.
I would.
Excellent of you.
I would ask others to do something similar. Write these 800 numbers down.
Mm-hmm.
Put them in your pocket and carry them with you, no matter where you go. Mm-hmm. Because you never know when you're going to get on the subject. And, oh, by the way, would you like some 800 numbers for Congress?
Mm.
And you'd be amazed how many people are interested, because so many are strapped that they're not going to sit on hold and end up with a bigger phone bill when they're trying to get by as it is.
Mm-hmm.
But if there's an 800 number they can use, many people are tickled to find it.
Well, thank you very much, Vijay. I'm happy you called, and it's good to hear your voice. I haven't heard you before. Have you called before?
I haven't called your program in a long, long time.
All right.
I listen a lot.
Good. I know you do.
I listen to RBN quite a bit, and
good.
I catch a few other programs, too. And,
well, it's good that you are involved the way you are involved. You're a go-getter. That's what is needed. People like you who are not quitters.
What choice do we have? What choice do we have?
None. None. You have no
There's
choice
nothing
now.
For my grandkids.
You're literally fighting for your lives, your freedom. I mean, you know, you're fighting for survival today. These people mean business.
Mine is not as important to me as my grandchildren's.
That's the key.
And
for posterity.
Yeah. And my children, their generation, my grandchildren's generation.
Mm-hmm.
And how can I look at any of these if I have not at least given them information on what they can do with the draft, or given them this, like the W's mm-hmm. and then the objector.org, given them that website.
Right.
Or given them, like, Iraq Veterans Against War, the IVAW.org. Please, folks, keep these in your pocket. Now, I'm sure many people do. I can't be the only one. There are
That's
a lot
right.
of people out there busy.
Amen to that. Thank you very much. I got to run, but appreciate your efforts. Call again, please. Thanks for the numbers. All right. Appreciate that. Let's take Trinidad from Texas. Hello, you're next on the program, Trinidad.
Yes, hello.
Yes, I'm
hey,
here.
Hey, Rick, how are you doing?
Good, thank you.
I was listening to your show, and I guess I go to church more often and read the Bible more.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of these hate crime issues, I don't really know too much of the detail on the hate crime issue, but a while back, like maybe 2 weeks ago, I was listening to your show, and you had a guest on there who was, well, I don't think he was a guest, he was a co-host. He was a bit, I guess, ignorant toward hate himself. I mean, what I think we should be more focused on is the salvation of God. I mean, mm-hmm. I understand, you know, like you have a bunch of illegal immigrants coming into the country, and the criminals are the ones that are, you know, giving the certain race a bad name, and I disagree, you know, with all of them coming over here and committing crimes against innocent people and Americans
mm-hmm.
as well. But,
mm-hmm.
I had a question, which was, what makes an American in this country today?
What constitutes an American today?
What makes an American today in this country, or always has?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, what is it? Is it just being in this country, or
no.
is it being...
No, not at all. Not at all. It's more than that. It means building the country, contributing to the nation, as our forebears did. There are people who obviously are here, whether they're born here or come here illegally, who have nothing to do with productivity, nothing to do with a spirit of individualism and Americanism. They have come here to get whatever they can.
Right.
Or they have been born here and they have taken whatever they can. And that is why the country is rotting at the foundation, you know, Trinidad? And
yes.
Real Americanism, You know, it doesn't matter what race or what ethnicity you are. The whole point is that you understand what distinguished America from the rest of the world, and those factors, those ideals that America has abandoned, unfortunately. That's what we're talking about.
Yes, I agree with everything you just said, Rick, you know, but also, I remember you had stated a comment when, you know, you have illegal people coming in and then them having children, and I'm not sure how you stated it, but you said, like, rewarding the bank robber or something like that.
But, I'm not sure if I said that or if that was me or my guest. I'm not sure. Are you referring to the programs we've done on illegals with John Clark?
I think it was one of your guests. But anyways, what I'm saying is that you know, although the the illegal immigrant comes over here, and not all of them are bad. You know, a lot of them are trying to make a living for themselves. And,
okay, hang on. I'll be right back after the break. Stay tuned for more talk on RBN. I'm Rick Adams.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long-life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com. Hitting them pretty hard and knocking them right out of the park. Rick Adams is on. Right on. On base, on point, on RBNLive.com.
Is that what happened, young Mark? All right, we're back. Did our caller leave us? Or is he still there? Trinidad.
Oh, yes. Hey, Rick.
All right, we lost contact for a minute. I don't know what happened, but we're almost out of time. Whatever you wanted to say, go ahead. Make your point, and I'll give you my response.
Okay, yes, I'm going to try to make this quick. I listened to the Power Hour. I don't know if you're familiar with that show, but it's a really great show in the morning with Joyce and Dave, and they have really good, you know, good information on what controlled media doesn't speak about. But they were this morning they were speaking about the draft, and that they had stated or they're trying to pass the law, or according to the draft, saying that the key word was persons, people, you know. So it didn't say, you know, citizens or Americans. If there were to be a draft, it would say people, meaning just anyone who is in the country, even if you're an illegal or an American or anything else. I mean, if you're here and it's come down to it, this is what they're trying to pass.
Well, you know, when George Bush's neocons get through, they're going to need everyone, including children, to be able to arm themselves, get into their tanks and planes and start doing missions, I'm afraid, because these wars are just taking America down. The empire is crumbling from within, and that's the problem, isn't it?
Yes,
thank you,
is.
Trinidad. I got to run, but thank you very much for your call. I appreciate your comments. Agree or disagree, that's fine. I think we're on the same track, though. We're definitely rowing at the same oars. Tomorrow night, we have Matt Johnson back, Professor M. Raphael Johnson, who has his site up, and I think you know it's rushjournal.com, about Russia, particularly Russian issues. But he's also, I consider to be one of the great historians on history, World War II, Hitler, Germany, and so forth, and what really happened, not what we've been told. So we're going to be talking with him for a little bit in the first hour or so, as much time as he can give us, and I value those opportunities. So we'll have Matt on tomorrow night. You join us again. Much more to come tomorrow evening and every weeknight, 9 o'clock Central, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Rick Adams, thank you, and God bless.